All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We've got a special comic here. I decided to do Tank Girl. It's something I've wanted to do for a little bit, and, you know, there was the Furiosa movie, which I saw, and Tank Girl was definitely kind of, maybe a little inspired, like, let's see. Furiosa was kind of inspired by Tank Girl. Like, I saw those vibes. But maybe not 100%, because Tank Girl, she's a little bit more spunky, I guess you could say. But it still is kind of a similar theme. But yeah, 1988 to 2018. So this was a 30th anniversary, full color of the original first issue of Tank Girl. So we're just going to go through this and like the special stuff. And if we got some time, maybe we'll do a little more. It's fairly late, but I'm going to go ahead and, you know, go through this and we'll see how it works. You never know what you're going to see on bonus comic weeks. Never know. There's so much shit I was looking at. And I'm like, you know, why don't I do some Tank Girl? It was either that or Love and Rockets. So I was going through those and wasn't really sure what I was going to do. Gen 13 was another I looked at. So again, if you want something done on special comic weeks and you know, hey, there's the 4 weeks have passed. If it's still, you know, a month and I've finished Spawn, then yeah, let me know. Hey, Grim, we kind of want you to do this, or maybe try doing this, or maybe do this, because I can do that. People used to give me requests. Sorry, it is very late. So, let me shut up and get started. The Hewlett and Martin original, Tank Girl, now in full color. Tank Girl, covers and art by Jamie Hewlett, written, designed, and curated by Alan Martin, new colors by Tracy Bailey. This is Titan Comics, so if you like it, pick it up there. You can become a fan at their Facebook page, and they also have a Twitter, X at Comics Titan. They also have the TankGirl.com website. So go ahead and pick this up if you like it. I think the digital version is still available, but it might be a little difficult to find a physical. And of course, these are the people who worked on it. Brett Ewens, Jamie Hewlett, and Steve Dillon, Deadline Office, South Thames Studio, Levington Street, London, summer of 1988. Man, I was just a little boy back then. This series is dedicated with love, thanks, and respect to the memory of our friends and original editors, Brett Ewens and Steve Dillon. Tank Girl, 1988-89. Tank Girl was originally published in the legendary Deadline magazine between the years of 88-95. Drawn and written for the most part by Jamie Hewlett and Alan Martin, it mixed a punk aesthetic with a Looney Tunes-style adventures. In this anniversary series, we reappraise the initial run of comics, giving them a shiny new full-color treatment and a style consistent with their age and original production, and add context with artwork, strips, and photos from the Hewlett and Martin archives. Happy birthday, Tank Girl. All you got was a crappy movie and nothing else. They could reboot Tank Girl, though. I think it would do okay. Kangaroos! This is going to be a piece of cake. Come on, boys, the beers are on them. Let's kick off with a bit of violence. Meet Rocky Deadhead, the hardest kangaroo in the outback. Today, he's leading his gang of brain deaths onto another drunken gate, crashing barbecue orgy of blood and guts. Does anyone know whose Barbie this is? Who cares? Soon as we get there, we'll just kill everyone. Wow, we just don't care, do we? That's because we're kangaroos. I'm a kangaroo. What's a Barbie? Our heroine, Tank Girl, is after the bounty on this foul-mouthed marsupial's head. Things had changed in the outback since Crocodile Dundee had moved to Shoreham by sea. Kangaroos had moved on from destroying crops to snogging farmers and burning their kids. The prairies of Australia were no longer safe for the hard-working rednecks. Hey, Rocky, do you think the people at this Barbie are gonna be packed? You serious? All they got is hot dogs and beer bellies. You guys have got me, remember? I've got a bounty on my head worth $100,000. I'm that hard me. That hard. Who the hell's gonna mess with us? Just over the next hill, the local pop star's Barbie is in full swing. Hey Shirley, you stupid dunghead, what happened to these hot dogs? Looks like you cooked them with a flamethrower. Ah, keep quiet, crap cake. I got more important things to do than watch your fag hot dogs. Oh gee, are you guys still bickering? Come on, lighten up and enjoy yourselves. Worst things could happen. After all, burnt hot dogs aren't half as devastating as killer kangaroos. Sup the beer, snog the bitches, and burn that fat guy. We're nasty and we smell. Run like hell, fat people. We've all got chocolate bars on our heads. Who invited them? Kangaroos. Haha, what a joke. This isn't my usual line of work. However, this Gonzo's got big bucks riding on him, so I think I'll join the party. Clankety clanky, owza! At the Barbie, blood and guts are in full swing. This layout is crap, the beer is warm, the food's burnt, and that bikini would look better on me. This is what we want, beer, bombs, and badness. For God's sake, don't tread on the grass seed, I only planted it last week. Ugh, destroy everything in sight, yeah! Red hot, yowza, arg! What's that clanky clank sound? Enter the outback, bad head. Shank your funky tank thing? Vram! Yeah! The fatal echo of doom. Who's gonna mess with us? Who the hell's that? Who cares? I'm getting out of here. Splatto! Yeah! Burst! Beware the razorhead. Arr! Splat! It's the bicentenary of Crocodile Dundee. Pow! Splat! Ah! My legs! Rad party! Mind the grass, Cibadar! Burst! Wow! Sheer carnage! For she listens to her personal stereo when driving her tank and cannot hear your screams. Play that muzak! Rip! Splat! Seconds later, reckon this is the place. Burst! Good day to you! Splatto! Arf! Burst! Well, what do you know? I'm here, and everyone's so drunk they've fallen asleep. Despite her reckless driving, Tank Girl manages to miss one old man. They ain't sleeping woman, they're dead. You killed every last one of them, but you missed the leader. He went that way. Why, thank you, kind sir. May your days be full of fun and jocularity. Meanwhile, I'm dog meat. The chase that follows is long and tedious, and come tea time, the twosome reach a large black mound. If I climb, she won't be able to follow me in that tank. He's right, I'll have to follow on foot. Jeez, how come I can hear everything he's saying? Must be something to do with comics and all that crap. The two climb for what seems like eternity. Until finally, sod this, I can't be bothered to run anymore. Panty. Rocky and Tank Girl collapse in the dirt. As they gaze up to the sky, thoughts of death and killing slip away, and something strange happens. What's so funny? Arf, arf, arf. Giggle, chuckle, snigger. As the laugh dies down, something even stranger happens. Slop, dribble, smick, Wow, that was a laugh. Sure was, baby. Suppose this means I can go free now, eh? No way, dog breath. You're coming with me in a body bag. Foosh! Yeah! Take a tip from me. If you're a tank pilot, stick by your profession. Don't get greedy and take up a bounty on anyone's head, especially if it's a kangaroo, because when it comes to the crunch, it's really hard to pull the trigger on the horny devils. Next up, Miss Mangle Mayhem. Okay. So here's some stills there. Production stuff. Morning, somewhere in the Australian outback. Prologue bit. What's bald and smelly, snogs kangaroos, wears shoes that don't fit and a bra that's too tight and knickers that need a good wash, smokes, drinks, and fights too much for her own good at this very moment, the time that has a mega hangover? You guessed it. Shoo, that one smelled like napalm. Wow, that's a pretty darn good bit of parking. Must have been really pissed last night. First fag of the day always helps hangovers. It's a good job I never get sent out on any important missions like real soldiers do. I'm far too unfit and undisciplined, not to mention fat. Tank Girl, come in, over. This is Sergeant Small Unit calling you from HQ. We've got a real humdinger of an important mission for you. Well, what do you know? There's a turnip for the books. Okay, sweetie, calm down. We can all imagine how darn excited you must be right now, but this is really, really important. Let me fill you in. Not now, I'm on my menstrual cycle. Pow! What happened to the tank we gave you? What the foosh are you on about? Never mind. Here's the mission. There's going to be a big party in Sydney Harbor at 4:30 this afternoon. All the world's biggest trade delegates will be there. President Hogan will be hosting the do, as I'm sure you know it was the president's 92nd birthday last week. The poor guy's getting on and has terrible trouble with his bowels. We want you to deliver a consignment of colostomy bags to the president before he drops his load. I'm sure you can imagine the importance of this mission. Can you do it? No sweat. Yowza. And remember, Tank Girl, no messing up. President Hogan's the one who's gonna mess up. Ha 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 ha. Voosh. And be on the lookout for ex-war crims. Tally-ho, trusty tank thing. Clang, clang, clang. Oops, almost forgot. Sydney's this away. The fire of love burns deeply in my rotting heart. My love for this creature of beauty runs deep in my twisted veins. My ears are given life at the mention of her name, and my only memory of the blonde beauty is that fatal threat bestowed on her by her vicious granny. Mr. Bishop is very punctual, Jane, so don't be late for dinner. Jane? Jane, I'm coming home! And of course she's going vroom vroom, clank, chug. Jane! Could do with a good shave. I'm here. Thud. Where's Jane, Pugface? What the foosh? Chug, zip, vroom, wee! Whoa! Jane, are you in there? Vroom, crappy zip! Ugh, my butt! Crash! Whoever that was, he was dead the moment he set his eyes on me. Meanwhile, in Sydney, farty sounds! Mr. President, oops! Where the hell's Tank Girl? Oh my god, he's flipped my tank. Oof! All my stuff all over the place. My smalls, my beer, my portable TV. TV? Jane! Oh Mike, I love you so much, but your motorbike is just too big for me. Click! Don't worry, Jane, I'm not dead. I'm gonna rip your arms and legs off and stuff them up your arse. At the mercy, and the mercy seat is waiting. Pow! Slambo! Bug off, pug face! Oof! In the commotion, Tank Girl grabs the nearest thing. Ah! Suck this! Alas, dear York, I knew his shelf! Luckily, it turns out to be a mini blitzer. Douche! Once again, Tank Girl lands on her bonce, this time knocking herself out. Yow! Oof! Crunch! Until next day. Sheesh, you're looking a mess, Tank Girl. What happened? Christ knows, can't remember a thing that's happened in the last 2 days. Guess that means you don't know your face is all over the papers? Sounds like fame, again. Sure is. Looks like we both messed up. President drops his load. Tank Girl to blame. Next time, the sack. Jamie Hewlett. Jamie Hewlett seated, Trevor Giles standing on wall, and Ian Edwards standing in the front garden of Trevor's house in Beckett Road, where the first Tank Girl stories were created. Worthing 1988. Photo by Alan. Alan Martin in the lounge of the infamous student house at Hertford Road, Worthing, on his way to the Northbrook College 1950s Grease Party. Christmas 1987. Poster image by Jamie Hewlett. Photo by Nick Bitten. Oh, look at that. That's interesting. Chapter 3. Big Mouse Strikes Again. That'll teach you to dump in my tank. Hiya, colostomy bags. It's that time of the month again. Just relieving some of the good old minstrel venison. I said minstrel. In issue 1, I bagged off with a kangaroo. In issue 2, I made President Hogan shit his pants. Now in issue 3, I'm hunted by some of Australia's nastiest bounty hunters. How can I fit all this in and still find time to wash my hair? I don't know. Eek! And so our story begins. Vex God Glove, the notorious backstabbing low-life bounty hunter, fakes a nasty accident deep in the heart of the outback. And of course, it's saying, I was born under a stationary car, a chrome-laden stationary Dodge. Yes, sirree, and this time next week, I'll be driving around in a five-gear metallic convertible Mustang with matching mudguards, and I'll buy it with the reward money I get for the capture of that little tart tank girl. Boy, oh boy, this is going to be the easiest million I'll ever make. Chink! As always, Vex has a cunning plan. I'll just sit tight until the dumb bitch arrives and sticks her nose in, like they inevitably do. Reckon I'll start by breaking her legs, then I'll stomp up and down on her backbone until it snaps into tiny little pieces. After all, she's just a weak, pathetic woman. She's no match for the awesome multitudes of Vex God. Huh? This is a high-powered, fully automatic skin-reversing rifle. One twitch from you, and it'll turn you into a deep-pan pizza. You get my drift dog breath? What happened to your head? Cut myself shaving. What's it got to do with you? Just curious. Curiosity killed the prat, bozo. Take it easy. Just trying to be friendly, for God's sake. Don't bother. Jesus Christ, woman. I've been stuck here for 2 flipping years, and you're the first person I've seen. Can't you be a bit more understanding? Bloody liar, I've been past here 3 times today and never saw you once. Okay, so maybe I exaggerated a bit. Doesn't mean you have to treat me like I'm Keith Chugwin. Shut your cake hole, dirtbag. I'm a hunted person. The whole flipping country's on my back. I can be as nasty as I want. Is that understood? Sure. Okay, now that's settled, let me show you some of the really big and violent weapons I've got in my tank. Won't be a second. Dumbass bitch fell for it. Like I told you, pathetic. And now she's gonna get pumped. You'll love this one. It enhances the size of the male's testicles by 10,000%. Eek! Woof, woof, woof. And it makes this really, really great sound. Ah, shit. What are you doing on the floor, you bloody stupid little man? Come on, get up. I've got loads more really violent weapons back here. Wow, this is great fun. Ah! Found it. This one is fab. It turns your blood into mercury. Click! What a great idea! You're dead, you bitch! Oops! The handbrake? Trip! Clunk! Vroom! Ah! Foot, 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 chug, vroom! Holy dingo! Crap, what happened? You okay? Oh dear, it looks a bit dead to me. Must have had a heart attack or something. Burst! Spurt! Poor guy, what a shame. Wonder if he was trying to insult me when he said Keith Chugwin. Eek! Come here, koala, amuse me. Oi, big ears, ha 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 ha. Eek! Eek, eek! What's that strange, out-of-control jet sound? Giraffe, you ugly trout. Definitely has a Looney Tunes vibe, but I really like the art. Crunch! 2 strangely dressed god boxes climb from the wreckage. Ow! Oh! That was impressive. Do this kind of thing for a living? Or are you just priest bags? No, we certainly do not. This is the work of the devil himself. Fancy that, crashing your plane and blaming the devil for it. What exactly happened? Well, 1 minute we were flying along quite happy, and then all of a sudden the pilot's testicles grew really, really big. About 10,000%. They were so big he couldn't reach the controls. Like I told you, it's the work of the devil himself trying to stop us from continuing our holy quest. What holy quest? Holy quest, did I say holy quest? Terribly sorry, I meant party. We were on our way to a Christmas party. Party? I haven't been to a party in weeks. I could give you a lift there if you want. We'll take her up on her offer, but whatever you do, don't mention the second coming. Okie doke. And so, hope those dicky seats are safe. I haven't used them in years. Okay, hold on, boys. Yikes! Here we go! Oh my sweet Jesus! Ah! Look! No hands! This is bloody crazy. Stop it now! Too late, guys. We're doomed. Ah! Wow, that was lucky. She's crazy. Holy crap, that thing's like the Blaster Master tanks. It could just fall from high cliffs and not get a scratch. She's bloody crazy, I tell ya. Stop this vehicle! You crazy she-devil! These two guys are really scared. Reckon I'm gonna have some fun after all. Don't close your eyes. This next bit's the best. Oh no, please, you can't be. Way! Serious! Jesus! Ah! Anyone want a fag? Ah, no, I don't smoke! Ah! Hey, it's snowing! Uncanny! Crash! Damn, Christ, look! Whoosh, bloody cheek! Shit, wow, good lord, hello! So tank! Do you realize what you've done, you crazy bitch? Great party, where's all the action? And who's this ugly little monster? Jesus Christ, our lord! So it is, fancy stumbling on the second birth of Christ and forgetting to bring a bottle. You know, some people forget the true meaning of Christmas. Make sure you don't forget, always take a bottle to parties. That's right. Oh, I like this. Her name was Tank Girl. She was the kind of person who left pubic hairs on your roll-on deodorant. The kind of person who deserved... Let's try that again. The kind of person who deserved to be strapped between two nuclear warheads and then violently murdered. Let's do it, Sergeant. Let's boogie. We Duke? I trained her, taught her everything she knows, and still she has no respect for me. Still she seems immune to fear, immune to death. You're a guitar without strings, an angel without wings, and you're a fat asshole. There it was again, that stagnant lack of respect, that vile, demented attitude problem that I always predicted would be the death of her. And I got the pleasure of being Mr. Executioner. Look at me when I'm going to kill you. The male ego rides again. Should I faint or scream? Ha 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 ha. I kicked hard on the booster, whipped the tail fin. I was away. Ha ha ha. Scream, damn you, scream. Boy, oh boy, have I got a surprise for you, dirtbag. Suck on these, you arrogant bastard! Jesus H. Christ, Mother of God, memory, madness, crushing the life out of me! Yah! Yah! Sergeant Small Unit, sir, it's okay, sir, you've just had a bad dream. Relax, I'll make you some hot coffee. Ugh. Oh, God. Oh, God, Pharaoh, I haven't slept properly in 2 weeks. Every night I dream of Tank Girl, and every night I come that close to death. Sergeant, sir, you know all that crap about dying in your sleep and dying in real life is just a load of old bullocks. You're just going through a bad patch at the moment, what with your wife being crushed to death by that water tower, and your kids being charged with arms dealing, Tank Girl's no real threat to you. Try to forget she exists and maybe you'll sleep better. I'm sure she'll be caught before your mum's funeral. Don't you understand, Pharaoh? She's sold out to the devil. She's no longer a soldier. She's a demon. If we don't act fast, she'll kill all of us. I propose a more radical solution to our problem. Sounds like the sergeant's flipped. I'd better humor him. You've got a live grenade stuck to your dressing gown. I'm going to lead the infamous Nightmare Squad on a holy crusade to destroy Tank Girl. I'm going to wipe her off the surface of the planet. And when I've succeeded, I'll be able to retire peacefully with my faithful dog, Judas. Providing he survives his operation, that is. What a geezer. But sir, be reasonable. Don't you think the Nightmare Squad is overdoing it a bit? Those guys are goddamn psychos. She won't stand a hope in hell. Exactly, Faro. Have them ready to leave by 0800 hours. Let's see. This time tomorrow, Tank Girl will be ancient history. Ha 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 ha. Chuckle, snigger. Ah, ooh. Meanwhile, somewhere hollow. Skippy, Skippy, look out. The Rakoff brothers are playing with their new Gatling gun. Chit, chit, chit. Buddha, buddha, buddha. Buddha, boom, boom, bang, zip. Eek, rip, burst, gash. Oh, no. Don't worry, Skippy. Dad's a beaut at abdomen transplants. Tune in next week when Skippy gigs. Oi! What a load of crap. I'd love to pump that little jerk full of explosives. Hey, freeze it, Tank Girl. It's only a TV program. Sorry, Stevie. I've just had enough of this hiding from the law, Lark. I want to gun the old tank down to the offlance and get some serious drinking done. Listen, if you won't go and see my uncle about getting a new face, you're going to have to lend me the keys and I'll drive down the offlance for you. Yeah! No way. I wouldn't even let you drive my tank through a car wash. Then that just leaves my Uncle Dredd. What do you say? Plastic surgery, eh? Can he make me look like Barbie Benton? Stop crunching those crisps, woman! That's something you can't say anymore. Oh, 800. Nope, it's not ready for that. But you already look like Barbie Benton. If I were you, I'd go for the Margot Kidder look. Don't be stupid, Stevie. My paps are too big. You can say that again. Don't be so pervy, Stevie. It doesn't suit you. Oh, 800 hours, Sergeant Small Unit in the Nightmare Squad, prepare to leave. Hey, you, I want bigger missiles. It's imperative that I have bigger missiles. Make sure this crate is ready to leave within the hour. We talking napalm or nukes? Hello? Dr. Dredd, super fab plastic surgery, a wizard with a scalpel, the master of the flesh, connoisseur of beauty, an all-around geezer. He's great, mate. Oh, your daddy-o, funky chicken. Who the hell made this poster? Me. Well, it sucks. No wonder your uncle never gets any customer. Says going out for eternity, so piss off. What did you say? Christ, it's Ronnie McDonald. I want a word with you about our environment, you bastard. This is my uncle. Hi, uncle. This is my friend. Tank girl, I know I've been expecting you. What will it be, my dear? Smaller ears, bigger nose, rounder cheeks, or perhaps you'd like my Edwina Curry special? Actually, I was thinking of something more along the lines of Boadicea. Super. I'll get the molding irons out of the closet. Or is it Boadicea? I think it's Boadicea. And of course, there's Artie. Meanwhile, thundering obsession, armed with state-of-the-art phallic symbols, spurts through the outback. Forward, my glorious band of Circle Pass! Victory is close! Who is this chip, the Archbishop of Ramsey Street? Nah, he's just a crazy old fart. Back at docks, if the little lady's comfortable, we'll begin. Yip! Sure, whenever you're ready, Ronnie. Think I'll go for a walk. Gulp, swig, chug, yum. Vodka. And yeah, the vodka seems to talk. It's talking vodka, because why not? Maybe I should have told her that Uncle uses voodoo magic as opposed to scalpels and stitches. Cameo. Okay. Shriek! Oh God, what's he done to her? This transmitter's picking up traces of CO-1000, a highly toxic chemical used in the petrol that fuels Tank Girl's tank. The traces are fresh. Zip, beep, blip, 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 blip. Prepare the missiles, arm yourself. She's around here somewhere. Uncle, what's happened? Where's Tank Girl? She's right here. Jesus, what have you done to her? Don't panic, I just got the wrong spell. Grr. Oh, I'll try another one. Oh dear, that won't do. Yikes! Try again! Now she's saying, Artie, Artie, Artie. Yuck! Oogie, oogie, yakko, yakko, zig, zig, oh, you're a mumble sputter. This is not very amusing! Zink, pow! Don't panic, I think I'm getting the hang of this lark. Ooga, 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 ooga! Flap! Oh, sorry. Paff! Stop gawking and do something. She looks like that guy from Beetlejuice. Pow! Oh God, that's hideous! Don't worry, she can always wear sunglasses. Ping! Funny bastards! Outside! Vroom! Screech! Chug chug! Only joking, Tank Girl. Really, we're very sorry. Hey, Stevie, as if I'd be the one to spoil a good joke. Anyone for a game of Torch the Testies? Foosh! You, in the shack! This'll be your only warning. Come out with your hands up by the count of 10, otherwise there'll be trouble. There's got to be shooting. Bang, bang. Boogie, boogie, boogie. Holy smoking, there's lots of really nasty looking people standing out front, and they've got this massive tank and lots of guns. Big guns. Must be for me. Don't panic, kids. I've got a secret trap door in the back room. It leads to a mound of rocks behind the shack. We can make a clean getaway. It's the least I can do for you after messing up your pretty little face. Great, let's go, boys. Your time's up, dirtbags. Are you coming, or do we have to blast our way in? What's the matter, Stevie? You tan your pants? Come on, Uncle, get a move on. Oh, it's dark. Whatever happened to ladies first? Hey, found my old Dame Edna molds. Alas, the after effects of Dredd's voodoo magic strike at the most uncompromising moments. Oh no, you and your poxy plastic surgery crap, Stevie. I can't fit down the bloody hole. Sorry, Tank Girl. Don't panic, the after effects only last after a couple of hours. Oh, great. What am I supposed to do in the meantime? Try surrendering. Maybe they won't recognize you. And so, hi guys, you must be looking for Tank Girl. She's in the back room powdering her nose. Feel free to go in and rough her up as much as you like. Size of a water buffalo. Very funny, wise ass. Don't think we're going to pull the wool over your Don't think you're going to pull the wool over our eyes. Talk about Sod's Law. The after effects have worn off. I'm back to normal again. Okay, boys, put the cuffs on. It's a fair cop. No cuffs, Tank Girl. We're not taking you back with us. You're going to die right here. Click, click, click. You bastard. You always did have a chip on your shoulder where I was concerned. What's your problem, dog breath? Is Small Unit your surname, or is that your frustrated little problem? Come on, spit it out. No more talk, just dead. Oh my god. Oh no, more after effects of Dr. Dredd's voodoo plastic surgery. What the fuck? It's another dream, another terrible nightmare. When will it stop? When will I be free? Wow, pow, mercy. Crazy, man. Sob, 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 yikes. What does he mean, dream? Unit's mind can no longer withstand such torment. Gotta wake myself up before she crushes the life out of my soul. Blam! Splat! A bloody end for the obsessed sergeant's Small Unit, but what of the Nightmare Squad? Well, they certainly weren't infamous for their intelligence. You heard him, boys. We've got to make ourselves up before she crushes the life out of our souls. That's right. No shooting? Shucks. Hawk. Ah! Blam! 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 Splat! Splat! Blam! Seconds later, blood and guts settle, and Tank Girl frantically searches for a moralto sum up this rip-snortin' humdinger of a story. 21 years old, and you're wearing five idiots' brains around on your face because they blew their heads off right next to you, and you're supposed to think of a moral to make it all seem worthwhile? Well, screw that. Take it any way you want. Next, attack of the Bolivian mountain cyclist saddle sniffers. What? Tank Girl by Steve Dillon from Deadline Magazine, Press Pack, 1988. Okay. Eddie the Cheese, otherwise known as God to you Neanderthal turd pushers, made the Earth in 7 days. On the 8th day, he came down to check out his handiwork and had a bath. Whilst bathing in the Dead Sea, his all-powerful dressing gown was stolen from the shore by an ancient ancestor of Brian Jones. Centuries later, in the closing years of World War II, the gown is discovered by intrepid explorer Indiana Potato Jones. More powerful than the Holy Grail or the Ark of the Covenant, this magical gown is filled with something for every occasion, including a time machine. As always, our hero picks the damnedest of places, to steal a holy relic, this time from the palace of Emperor Ming Mong Mang, descendant of the ludicrously, I can do this one. Sorry, guys, it's late. Descendants of the ludicrously violent emperor. Oh, I've just dropped some cutlery in my kitchen. Wong, whose sinister methods of ninja fighting were world famous. Yeah! Whoa! Can't hold it up. I'm breaking up. Whoosh! Oof! Whack! Clunk! Oh, my head! Where the hell am I? Brr, 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 click. Hi, this is Tank Girl. Sorry, but I'm not available right now. Why don't you fuck off after the tone? Beep! Tank Girl, dear lord, your nicknames get worse all the time, dear. This is your mother. How are you, my little bunny rabbit? Hungry for apple pie? Come home soon, my little angel. Your sister says hi. Click! It says, me and Jet Girl and Sub Girl. And give me some water. That's the plant. And Mark E. Smith there. Okay. Beep, beep, beep. This is Stevie. Look, I'm sorry if I pissed you off last month, but for God's sake, you can't hold a grudge forever. Meet me out for coffee and we'll talk about it. Ciao. She looks so peaceful when she's asleep, it's a pity she has to wake up. Good morning, Australia, and what a lovely morning it is. We're coming live from Sydney Harbour where the boats are viewing the night includes... Excuse me. Try that. It was a little too fast. We're coming from live from Sydney Harbour where the boats are. Viewing the night includes a day madness show and a charity marathon with some mystery ghost runners. More on that later. Now our super special guest star, Blaine Shacklebottom, talks about his new book, How to Be a Boring Shithead. What does precious mean? That's what it says there. Couldn't have made a bigger mess of this mission if I tried. Don't recognize this place. Must have punched the wrong coordinates on the time jump. Jesus, hope I didn't suck any of those ninja bastards through the time portal with me. Not to worry, I'll sort this mess out later. At least I've got the gown. Professor Ping Pong Ball at the university should be chuffed stupid when I return. Suddenly, get in there! Oi, bark, woof, charge, kill, death, geezer, Paul Weller. Okay. What's that raucous, blood-curling noise? Oh my god! Ninjas! Show me any ninja who wears a parker, has great floppy ears, and shouts, Oi, Paul Weller, and I'll give you a cream bun. Oi! Oi, Paul Weller! Geezer! They called themselves the Pemphigus Scooter Club Gang Boys. Guess they didn't know what it meant. Don't suppose they really cared either at that moment in time. They were pissed and angry. Pissed because they'd been drinking and angry because the new addition to their gang hadn't returned from the fourth and final part of his initiation test. Vrim, vrim. After spending 3 hours at a Huey Lewis concert, 1 hour down the pub talking to some goths, and 1 week telling all his friends he liked staring at nude photos of his grandma, young Booga, the new addition, was dared to steal a pair of Tank Girl's panties. Yikes! Under the impression that young Booga had been slaughtered by Tank Girl, Wet Dream, and Biker Boots, our gang of trigger-happy Vesper heads rode forward in third gear set on revenge. Oh my god, these vile mutations must be after the gown as well. Gotta defend myself. Wonder what this button does. Zing! Beep! Kill? Johnny Morris? Ben Green? I've got a flatty. Hello? Boom! Wow. Napalm. What a great way to start the day. Ooh, direct hit from a laser cannon, followed by 3 rounds of small arms fire, followed seconds later by the booming 9 rounds of a heavier rifle? How exciting! Foomph! I was right. World War III taking place in my own backyard. My powers of perception are always best first thing in the morning. Get some clothes on, woman. Oh, how exciting. It's just like waking up when it's been snowing all night and trying to get your clothes on before the snow melts. Strange. Don't remember letting that kangaroo sleep in my bed. Put your bra on. Go on, put it on. I might have guessed. Very funny, I don't think. Wonder which pervoid cut holes in all my bras so I'd have to spend the whole issue topless. Chuckle. Well, don't think your bathroom-bashing boyish sense of humor is going to stop me from enjoying myself, Mr. I Read the Sunday Sport and Believe It, Hewlett. In case of emergency, break glass harassment stickers. Us girls have got lots of secrets you limp dicks don't know about. This isn't in the script, bitch. Your contract's hanging in the balance. And so, the Guide to Better Battles Handbook, page 100, chapter 3 reads, if you arrive too late for the main event, you can always intimidate the victor. Oi, big ears, I'm so ugly I bet people throw buns at me. Hang on, that's not right. Harassment stickers censored. What do you think you're staring at, sweaty? Censored. Poor Indiana, this really wasn't his day. Don't tell me it's the love child of Heinrich Himmler and Betty Grable. Shit, that's all I need. Never mind Himmler. Cop this. Yeah, Aborigine chopsticks. It goes, wish, wish, wissen, and then duck. And then wish, 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 wish. Buck! Ow! Seconds later. Ow, my head. What happened? Oh, yep, I remember. I don't know who the hell you are, what the hell you want, but I can assure you this magical gown is not for the likes of you. I strongly advise you to end this inane confrontation. Magical, you say? Well then, since you put it like that, I must insist you hand it over before I kick you in the ghoulies. Dear, oh dear, mutant kangaroos, bald-headed, semi-topless women in unknown territories has left our Indiana feeling rather paranoid. You must think I'm crazy. In the hands of a stormtrooper like you, the gown would only be used to forward the work of the devil. I'm sorry, but you leave me no alternative. It's a pity one as strangely attractive as yourself should die so young. Huh? Kill me if you like, buddy boy, but not before I do this. Clunk! Oh, fool, I researched the structure of this gown for 10 years. I am not mistaken, the lapel you just kicked has transformed my genitalia into that of a humpback whale. A mutation that can and will be corrected. You're kidding, I thought you had Sir Les Patterson living in your trousers. Looks like you're gonna die a happy man after all. Plan B, remove stickers. Huh? Oh my, they're so wonderful. Let's hope holy relics and adventures in India aren't the only things our friend has been thinking about for the last 10 years. Beautiful. Sexy. Otherwise, Plan C might prove to be a failure. Humpback whales, eh? Oh no. Not now. Oh, shit! A few minutes later. Cause of death? Lack of blood in the body, by the looks of things. After much consultation, we decided it wouldn't be in our best interest to show you that scene. Give me a break. However, Mutant Ninjas in Search of Their Emperor's fave rave dressing gown has been approved, so eat my shorts, Mary Whitehouse. Just think, if we'd had enough time to collect together another 3 pages, you could have seen me slap these ninja geezers all over the outback completely topless. I guess you tight-fisted heterosexuals will have to buy the next issue to see the outcome. What you might call a breast hanger. Aha. Uh-huh. Moral, if you can't be superhuman, at least have the decency to get a good haircut. Woof, woof, grrr, chop, chop, grrr. Next, Big Trouble in Little Australia. Oh, I like that art. Last issue, our little she-bang rod bruiser tank girl got her clammy hands on the most powerful item of clothing known to man. God's dressing gown, worth more than 1,000 holy grails or 1,000,000 arcs of the covenant. This holiest of bathrobes holds the secret to life, death, microwave, cooking, and the secret of the universe. It's also gonna make me a dirt cheap boob tube. RIP! Stop it! No! Don't! Oh dear! Screw me! Oh my god, she's destroying the gown! Shit! More beer! More beer! Splash it all over your body! Brought to you in less than 48 hours by Hewlett and Martin, the Satanic Nurses. This one for Steve Dillon and family. 89. Yowza! Perfect fit! Thank heaven for the long arm of the Lord! Get her over! Get her over! Punch her in the neck! Grab the bloody sleeve! Prof! Voof! Oof! Crunk! Ow! Shit! Little bitch just bit me! It's coming off! It's coming off! Grr! Slash! Ah! Gosh! Burst! Spurt! Gush! Stab! Stab! Jab! Whoa! Rip! Grind! Mash! Mash! Stab! Mash! Spurt! No! No! Yes, the silent assassin strikes again. Want to hear a joke? Ugh. What's crap and comes in several bloodied pieces? Dismembered ninjas. Ha! Squit, squit, squit. Mash, hack, hack. Stop it! Bad frame. Bad frame. Ugh. You rotten bitch. Why did you cut our waist off? That's going too far. Yeah, but look on the bright side. Yeah, that's a bit below the belt. We'll be crippled for the rest of our days, and we'll end up appearing in some shitty 3D comic. What bright side? Oh, yeah, what bright side? Ha 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 ha. The gown, you've got to sew the arm back on before the gown loses its power. Nah, screw that, Chongo. I'm going down the pub to get legless. Oops, sorry, guys, just pulling your legs. Oops, chuckle snigger. Suddenly? Shoot? Oh, no, big trouble. Voomf! Wow, it's a bloody great big lift shaft. How exciting. No, for the love of God, woman, take the gown and get the hell out of here. Quick, before it's too late. We'll stay and fight. Eek! Ah, you can't fight anyone. You haven't got any legs. We don't need legs. We're ninjas. We fight with our minds. Bollocks, put the other one. I've got two of... Excuse me. Pull the other one. I've got two of them. Ha ha. Who exactly are you planning on fighting? Think about it, crap brain. Use your head. Look at the signs. Who else uses the executive elevator from hell? Ding! Slide! Holy dingo squat. It's... Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and beer. I'm the Big Rod Prince of Darkness. And the cold, cold ground. You're innocent when you dream. Oh, it's you. I was expecting Mike Smith. Of course you jest. Mike Smith uses the stairs. But enough of this idle chit-chat. You and I have a spot of business. Too late, Lucy boy. I've sold my soul to someone else. So if you'd be kind enough to give me back my tank, I'll be on my way. He's not after your soul, you clueless minge bag. He wants your the friggin' gown, you slow coach. And there's shuffle, shuffle, drag, drag. Oh, you call it minge bag. Douglas Badger features. Yar! And there's PAM! All the best people are burning down in hell. I guess this is it then. At least I'll have the pleasure of castrating you before you torch me. Oh, really? I'm not as bad as all that, my dear. I'm prepared to offer you three wishes in return for the gown of the gods. Oh, and of course the stray sleeve you have strapped around that cute little chest of yours. Never let it be said that the Prince of Darkness is a stingy wanker. Three wishes, eh? What is he, a genie? Three. Pah, don't give it to him. He's an evil dirtbag. Now, screw that bollocks. Take the wishes, get pissed, have a laugh. Give the gown back to God and beg for forgiveness. Eeh! Slush! Get pissed! Have a laugh! You got away with words, bad side. Hot shot, sex pot, and so... Guess this belongs to you now, ugly. Many thanks, Stinky. Remember, when you decided what to wish for, just think and it'll come true. It's a deal! It's a deal! Cheers, Lucy. Nice doing business with you. And remember, if your soul ever needs a good home, give us a call. Not before I've grown a third breast, mate. Haha, now to make those wishes. Hi, man, I've come about a choices pension. That's funny. That night. Good day, my little darlings. How have you been? We've got a super show for you tonight. My guests include Blaine Shacklebottom, the author of How to Be a Boring Shithead, and the lovely Kylie Minge. Oi, stitch this, Kylie. Want to see my impression of a crocodile barfing? Oi, don't you forget me, you big homo! Yarr! Bruh! I think wishing for an appearance on the Dame Edma show was a great idea, Tank Girl. Your big chance to voice your opinions. But what about the devil? Aren't you worried about what he might do now he has the gown? No worries, Booga Baby. My second wish should deal with Lucifer. Meanwhile, somewhere... Come on, sire, let's kick God's ass! Let's boogie! We puke! What's the plan? What's the plan? Ben Green. Evan, Saigon, and Ben Green's house. We'll attack the East Gate using the Squat Squad. Then when their defenses are down, I'll storm the palace using the gown to cause sheer devastation. Suddenly, flash! Wait, just 1 minute! We can't have this! This is preposterous! Call off the attack. I have a much better idea. Grab your tracksuit, boys. Where are we going? Where are we going? Hang the Reynolds girls. Hang the Reynolds girls. Hang the Reynolds girls. Hang the Reynolds girls. And now that charity marathon we promised you with some mystery guest runners. How come you managed to suck that wish in without the devil knowing? Guys and gals, yo. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and charity. I am the Big Rod Marathon Runner. Easy. I just wished for the gown to make Jimmy Savile's out of anyone who wore it. All Lucifer's gonna help to raise a lot of money for charity. Talking of charity, what was your last wish? Click. Oh. Chink. Fizz. Snigger. Click. Yar. Lager. Frenzy. Darn. The end. Extra strong death brew, napalm fish. How to draw Tank Girl the Jamie way. Pencil in a nude figure with an HB pencil, ensuring the proportions are correct. Add the appropriate clothes, boots, t-shirt, hat, and panties. Says to tomorrow people. Then ink the bastard. That's funny. I love how they don't take anything seriously. This is so off the wall. Could you imagine if they'd done a movie like this instead of what they actually did? It'd be it's as crazy as Freakazoid. People just say, like, Madman, for those of you who don't really know who Madman is. Madman is the comic that inspired the Freakazoid cartoon series. He even has the same lightning bolt, and that was intentional. Yes, the creator knows about that. It's a little running gag. Steven Spielberg read Madman. Surprisingly, they never made a movie of that, but it probably would have been too bizarre. Because Madman is not just funny, but it's also extremely esoteric. So it goes in weird places. Weird places. Fresh, nice and fresh, that's right. Brand spank me new. Don't get mad at me now. Don't make it rain on my head. Don't make my home burn to the ground. Oh yes. Don't puke in my dinner. Don't take my land. Make me happy like you've always done. And in return, I'll paint your life story and tell your future. Give you a nice new coat of paint. Look after you. Yeah, what a red hot scorcher. The sun's beating down on my baseball cap and all that shit. Let's dig it up, funk babes. The weathermen are warning us to stay inside. Today, after several thousand holiday makers were said to be suffering from radical radiation poisoning. Well, boppers, you know the saying, surf and explode. Shit, hot. 100% in the shade, 100 degrees in the shade, 100 degrees, 115 in the water. Here's a little tune to wax your boards to. It's not hard to reach. You can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Suck it, funk gob. Acid drop. Surf till my mom calls me in. Ben Surf Muty Green, Dennis Wilson Surf Club. Let's go to the moon and get, of course, this one for Bellardinelli, I don't know. Interesting last name. This one's for Graham Rogers, you bastard. Bombs away, eat napalm, Valley girl. You're a mama. Vzang! The Jan Berry Lobotomy Ward Gang. That wanker who always smiling. Corey Webster, he's my man. There's a lot of inside jokes in this thing. Soundtrack theme from White Horses, 89. Ah, the smell of it. Dr. Zog's sexy wax, the rumble of basketball boots, and the crispy crackling of radioactive sunburn. The early morning surf rush, an obscene collage of rosary beads, bleached hair, surfboards, beer, and mutant bimbo beach babes. Fart out, man. Hey, Tank Girl, you coming down to the beach? Tony's gonna ride the big one. Okay, Pizza Face, I'll race ya. Bam! Yeah! Ned Kelly wore a bucket on his head. Wipe out! Big one, my arse. Rode that lame sucker last year. Poom! Putt, putt, chug, putt, zip, chug. Beach fever, surf sickness, catch you zeros later. Once again, we find our little she-thang, Napalm Bopper, breaking away from the decomposing crowd of queens, fairies, golfers, and junkies to plot a lonely path in the Howard Hughes tour bus. After all, surfing's for squids. We'd rather jack than use our brains because we're so crap and my sister, she's so fat. We don't like the Rolling Stones because we're so fucking clueless. Can't seem to pick up anything good on the radio these days, full of teeny bop dungheads. Wide open plane sound. I'm so sick of all this bullets youth culture crap. It says nothing to me about my life. Vroom. Street. Wow, now that's more like it. Neat painting. Great art. Sitting round all day playing with me ass. Wow, are you a real artist? Do you paint real paintings like the Moaning Lisa? No way, I paint brilliant. Better than all that crap, my paintings have souls. They highlight good times. They tell the very best stories ever. This is real familiar. What's it about? Tell me the story. Tell me. Is this going to be a porno story? Oh, no, no, no. Okay. I see what's going on now. It's up, down, and then we're going to go to the right. It's the story of a great woman, a woman with big guns and equally big bazooms. Is this going to be a porno story? Nah, this is sexier than a porno. This is about someone who really exists, someone very brave, very beautiful, and very fertile. G'day! Someone who hasn't got any hair. Tell me more. Grab yourself a 20, park your sheet behind it, and I'll begin. In the modern times, people act like rats and talk like mice. She's a throwback to the ancient days when women were built like cars. She is the she-wolf, the hunter, not part of the cowardly livestock. She's the powerful one, and from such energy comes all creation, all things new, all things that shine. She will give an arousing kiss to a world so old and battered that it is forgotten what it is like to be erect and glowing with life on a dewy summer's morning. See how she makes shit hot eggy toast? See how she flirts with the devil and makes him seem a fool? And see how she taunts death like the monkey taunts the wolf? Yes. See how she plays with death while the rest of the world cowers, sore afraid. But there are two others who will join her, as they did before, to make an unbreakable triangle. She is the bottle feed daughter of the throwaway age. Heed my words, child. All things will come to her in time, and she will go to the highest places in the land. All tribes will come to see her, and all people will laugh again. A jolly Buddha laugh at hypocrisy. Interesting. There's some esoteric shit in this, too. Wow, just like Luke Skywalker. But she won't meet a tiny mutant who looks like a scrotum. Napalm gut fuck brew. She always drinks the craziest alcohol. Well, that's the end of the beer. I've got to go home to catch part two of the Falcon's Crest landing program. And you must leave too, for you have much to do. Hick! Yeah, I've got to go back to me tank. Hick! And wash my hair. Hick! Tell me one thing. Will she ever own her own brewery? Hick! Only in the next world. And so, as the sun sets slowly into the dust, Tank Girl leaves the cave, tanked up and over the limit, and she ponders her future. Maybe that's why they call her Tank Girl, because she always gets fucking tanked. Hick! She drinks like a fish, folks. I just noticed that. I just played a Genesis record. By accident. Oh, come on. So those Genesis records weren't so bad. Come on now. Lovely girl, lovely girl, nice breasts, nice stomach, great future. Moral, what do men with 2 foot knobs have for breakfast? Jamie Allen, we have some boiled eggs. Ooh, I like that. Yeah, this is the end of it. Allen, Neil, Lynn, and Nick Worthing, Art College 1983, photo by Derek Lynch. Hugh Horsham, 1987. Year 1 graphics, Northbrook College. Worthing, 1985. There's the team there. Jamie, Climping Sands, 87. Jamie, Sue Bull, Alan Martin. Macaris Ice Cream Parlor, Worthing, in 88. Zan, Kate, Alan, and Nick, Wyke Avenue, Worthing, 1987. Photo by Jamie. Yep, that's what it was like back in the 80s. A lot of people smoked. Worthing Art College trip to Paris, Pompidou Center, 84. I am Beatnik. What is this? Oh, maybe this is one of their very first pieces. It's not a Tank Girl book, but it might have introduced Tank Girl. Alan Martin and Philip Bond, 89. Well, it can't be, because Tank Girl was written in 88, so if this is 89, it can't be. What'll it be? Shall I buy a Twix or shall I buy something that tastes nicer but doesn't last? Hi dudes, this is Paul the Beatnik, or is it? Or was they? Or am I? And I'm the contents of a high school pencil case. Am I the victim of this coffee or is it the victim of me? I need a piss or is it just psychological? I remember thinking I need a drink because I just had a piss. Or is it what? Am I leaving the coffee bar, or is it leaving me as the world rotates? Am I entering a new world? that girl over there, she's beautiful. She knows that I need a piss. She's pretending to ignore me. Is it cool or uncool to go to the toilets? Even the council knows that I need a piss. Damn it, thinking about it all, I might as well piss in my pants. Yes, yes, this is it. This is what life is all about. And? Okay, that was weird. Tank Girl, 30th anniversary, number 2. Unfortunately, I don't have this. Spans the years 89 and 90 and includes the epic story, The Australian Job. Oh, wow. Early sketches. The Boots, Titan Comics. Celebrate her 30th birthday. All Stars. They have The Legend of Tank Girl. Bunch of stuff. The Way of Tank Girl and the Tank Girl Coloring Book. Huh? Tank Girl Action Alley. That's her new series. Well, not so new. It's a couple years old now, but she's still going, guys. Tank Girl Army. Tea-making division. Dispatches. Oh, that's cool. That's pretty cool. And there's some more covers. So there you go, guys. That's Tank Girl. Something I never thought I would do. But here we go. So I don't know what I'm going to do on the next bonus comic. It could be anything. I don't know if you guys even wanted this. Some people might have said, Grim, I wanted Love and Rockets, or I wanted Gen 13, or maybe you want something else that's Witchblade, or The Darkness, or, I don't know, The Mask. There's so much stuff we can do. There's all kinds of books. Now, I am going to be honest, and I did not, I don't know how long it's going to go, but Humble's doing a sale on, it's BPRD. It's basically the Hellboy, like, it's not Hellboy. It's got some Hellboy books, but it has some other stuff. And it's all based on the BPRD or the, I don't know if they're even any good. But, I'm not going to pick it up yet. I'll probably pick it up tomorrow if it's still going, but I don't know how long that's going to go. Let's see here. Yeah, it's still going, and they just dropped the Ninja Turtles one. Oh, yeah, there's a Ninja Turtles one now. It's the Last Ronin stuff, though. Oh, no, this is the IDW Turtles. I've wanted these for years. We could actually do Turtles at some point. I don't know, because, you know, Nickelodeon, but IDW is a little darker Turtles. It's not your... I mean, I was a Ninja Turtle kid growing up, guys. I loved Ninja Turtles. I had every Ninja Turtle figure you can think of. I was a spoiled little brat. I had way too many damn toys. But, yeah, I've always loved the Turtles. I've watched a lot of the cartoons, played all the games countless times, played Turtles in Time so many times, it's ridiculous. But I'm not very familiar with the darker Turtles. I have read the originals, like the original volumes of the Turtles. So we could go into the Turtles, and we could also go into the Boom Rangers. Not the new Rangers. I'm not interested in the Ranger Academy stuff. It just doesn't interest me. It feels really cringe, so I don't think I'll actually do that. But I think I might do the original. If people want it, we could do some of that old original Power Rangers IDW. So if anybody wants that, or Ghostbusters, or just anything, guys, there's so many different comics that I have. And of course, we have more adult stuff like Image. And then I have some real adult stuff, which I'd love to cover, like Crumb and Little Annie Fanny, but I just don't know where I can do it. Because I know that you guys have seen some of my adult comics before, but I have to kind of, I kind of have to put them under like a thing, so you have to be like an adult in order. I mean, come on, it's adult material. This is kind of risque, but it's not like full on adult where there might be sex scenes. So I have to be, you know, careful on that. And some people even want me to continue Sunstone or the stuff that comes after that. So we'll see how far that goes. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with, of course, a return to, I believe it's Lady Death. I think we're doing Lady Death, if I'm not mistaken. It should be a nice Lady Death arc, so I really got to prepare for that, because that's gonna be big. But at any rate, I'm out.